This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 1:45, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Bob, the Penguins situation is at once alarming and relieving. You know, they finally hit bottom. It's just time to accept that. You know, I heard people raging the other day about, yesterday really, about this weekend they had. You know, this is what they are. Anybody who thinks that they're making the playoffs at this point, you have to be severely delusional. Look at the standings. The Penguins are the worst team. They're in last place, essentially, in the East. Points percentage. The Sabres are ahead of them in points percentage. So they're basically in last place in the East, and right now they are number six from the bottom overall. And again, in terms of points percentage, really number five from the bottom. They're a bottom five team in the NHL right now. It's the Sharks, the Blackhawks, the Predators, the Kraken, and the Penguins. And that's points percentage, by the way. Right now they have a 7.5% chance at the number one overall pick. They could realistically get that up to 11.5 if they finish third from the bottom. You know, it's painful, stinks, but man, it's for me at least, it sure beats where the Steelers are, which is middle of the pack. Get to the bottom and then rise. It's easier to rise from the bottom than it is from the middle.
But in the Penguin situation, it's a little bit more difficult when you consider their top-end talent still has a few more years to go, and they're not going to do apparently anything with them. So all
of
those,
who are you talking about there?
All of them.
Okay, so obviously Sid and Malkin.
Yeah, and Letang and Carlson.
Are you sure they won't do anything with Letang and Carlson?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
I think there's a strong possibility
I hope
with Carlson.
So, because I think they need to clear money. There's a way to do this. You got to hit on draft picks. You have to bring in some free agents who can play right now and play well right now. And you have to find a goaltender. There's ways to do it beyond just signing someone or drafting someone. You can identify someone, and I keep going back to what Logan Thompson was with Vegas. He was not being played. He had talent. Washington realized he did. They got rid of a big contract that they had in goal, and made room for him and gave up 2 third-round picks to get him, which is not that much of an asking price.
So I would take
they
one
had Darcy
more.
Kemper. And remember, Darcy yeah. Kemper once had a pretty good streak going for himself. And they just decided, no more. We're gonna figure that out and move on.
They also made a big change at coach, mm-hmm. right? They've done a lot of things. And they also benefited from Oshie and Backstrom on long-term IR.
Long-term, and they got money to clear.
Their GM admitted our offseason would have been way different if we were still paying those guys. Well, the Penguins are still paying those guys, the aging stars. It's just a terrible... doesn't have to be a terrible spot to be in, though. It doesn't have to be. I mean, it's actually pretty good.
How do you think they're going to solve their goaltending situation
for the future? Probably draft somebody. I don't know that I'm willing to write off Blomqvist yet. And don't they have other guys in their system?
The guy, the Russian guy they have, who apparently is pretty good. Again, but whether or not they are or aren't, we'll find out. They may not be.
I think this will get worse before it gets better, and that's the beauty of it, in my opinion. Anyway, What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. Bob, I can't tell you how wonderful you truly are. Although you did get in a little bit of a verbal altercation because of your hanger with our friend Ben when he came in here.
I was worried about it.
I was worried that you not eating. Are you on a water fast?
I don't know what I'm on. Soon I'll be on chips.
Did you hear that? He's getting angrier by the second.
You're such a jagoff. You know, you really are.
Well, I hope this works out for you, Bob, and I'll see you bright and early.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to make sure you know, because I feel bad that I can't be here all the time, but that's the way it is.
None of us are worried about this. This is how the thing's designed, and we love you, Bob.
Joe, it's always a pleasure. Austin, we'll see you guys on Wednesday.
See you Wednesday, Bob.
Tomorrow.
Goodbye, Limitless Wonder.
See you tomorrow.